Students from abroad studying in the United States are reacting to some shocking news that came this week from Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement. ICE announced Monday that international students pursuing degrees in the United States will have to leave the country or risk deportation if their universities or colleges switch to online-only courses this fall. A number of higher education facilities, including Harvard and MIT, are doing just that as a way to mitigate the spread of COVID-19. When Middlebury College professor of economics and environmental science Jonathan Isham heard the news, he took to Twitter and posted, quote, "I will do an in-person, face-to-face, independent study with any Middlebury student that faces removal from the U.S. because of this policy." I spoke with Professor Isham about the controversy and asked him whether the ICE announcement took him by surprise.
Well, I was horrified, but I suppose not surprised, because I think this is of a kind with other rulings from the Trump administration in terms of what that administration thinks nationalism is.
Is Middlebury planning to resume in-person classes this fall, go totally online, or employ some kind of a hybrid approach?
So it's hybrid. We have classes that will be online, a small handful, I believe, fully in person, and then many that will be hybrid. So take my plans, for example, Mitch. I'll be doing an introductory microeconomics course. I'll be recording my lecture, and then we'll do my best to meet with students in discussion sections in person. The hybrid that Middlebury has embraced means that everything's on the table, much of it at the discretion of the professor. Any Middlebury student will have choices that will involve learning face-to-face. It may not be in their major, it may not be the kind of courses that they would otherwise prioritize, but there will be, as I understand it, courses that will be face-to-face and therefore would be a runaround of the ICE ruling.
But you're not sure about that yet. I mean, that's my big question here, and I apologize that we're all sort of learning this as we go along here.
Yes, we are, yeah.
What I'm wondering is, if there is a foreign student who is at Middlebury currently, does that student have to take at least one in-person class to avoid this possible deportation? Do they have to take more than one? What have you learned so far about which students could be at risk here?
I don't know. Yeah, and I think that at this point we're all learning this, but many foreign students are here because for a whole lot of reasons they weren't able to go back to their home country. Professors like me will do our best to essentially create courses that are face-to-face for them, and I think that's the tweet you saw from me. I actually got that idea from my colleague Sarah Straub in political science. So they will know that professors will do whatever it takes. I feel very certain of that. Secondly, there will be on the books a large number of online courses. So given that the typical allocation of courses for a Middlebury student is four, you know, if the ICE people say, well, at least two have to be face-to-face, that's doable. It may not be easy, depending on your major and the schedule, the list goes on. But my read, and this is not authoritative, this is just my read, knowing Middlebury, knowing the professors, knowing the students, knowing how much we care for them, that it will be possible and indeed likely that we can accommodate every student.
And, you know, again, this is all happening very quickly, but I'm wondering if you've heard from any students who are affected or potentially affected by this, and if not hearing from them directly, are you hearing talk through social media, you know, folks involved in Middlebury, and what are they saying if you are hearing a lot of chatter about this?
I just heard from a student right before you and I got on the line. He's based in India, wonderful young man. He was asking about our winter term, which your listeners may know is our four-week term. We call it the January term also, in which students just take one course over the course of 4 weeks. And as I understand it, that will be entirely online, given that the likelihood of a COVID breakout is higher midwinter. So this wonderful student of mine asked, given what I wrote publicly on Twitter about being willing to do what it takes, is it possible to get an online arrangement in January? And my answer was, I don't know. So we're all trying to catch up, and I'm sure that's true for our president, Lori Patton, and others in the administration as well. Harvard and MIT, you probably saw, have just announced a lawsuit to put a stop to all this. Our students are remarkable, and I think international students at colleges and universities make these places the extraordinary places they are in so many ways, and so this professor is certainly willing to go to bat, and I think as a group, faculty in Vermont will do the same.
Professor Jonathan Isham, Professor of Economics and Environmental Studies at Middlebury College, I want to thank you so much for the time.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Mitch.